Shus, Rosenbaum, Shkiach, all the Chashuv, the Talmidei Chachom, the Rabbonim, Talmidim Chashuvim. I'd like to speak a little about the sugya of Bittul Chometz and what it has to do with the sugya that we've been learning in Ksuvis. The Gemara and Pesachim Daf Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara says, V'dikas Chometz derabonani. This idea that we go and we search for chametz is a takana midrabanan or a din drabanan. De mid de oiraisa bitol be'alma sagile. Interesting lashon in the Gemara. What does it mean midiraisa bitol be'alma? What's meant bitol be'alma? Just bitol. It should say midiraisa be'bitol sagila. Bitol be'alma sagila. And what does it mean sagila? Sagila, man, it's like it's enough. Bitul ba'alma, you yoytze, you makayim, you chveis. What's bitul ba'alma? Sagila. What's this sagila? What are these lashoynes? Says Rashi, what does it mean, bitul ba'alma? Dichsiv tashbisu veloy chsiv tivaru. Rashi seems to be creating some sort of drasha here. The pasuk says, ach ba'yom arishon tashbisu sa'or mi bateichem. Ach is... says only your cholak to cut the half in the day in half from on erev Pesach. B'yom Arishon is referring to the day before Pesach. Tashmisu sormi batechem. It doesn't say tivaru. Tivaru, which would say to eradicate or destroy, it says tashmisu. And says Rashi, hashbosa deleiv hi hashbosa. The Torah says tashmisu. The Torah is referring to hashbosa deleiv, which means getting rid of it in your heart, ceasing from having it in your heart. Hashbosa deleiv hi hashbosa. Says Tosis quotes Rashi, and he asks two kashas. What's interesting, when Tosis quotes Rashi, he doesn't quote Rashi verbatim. Tosis says Rashi pirish bekuntris dechsiv tashmizu chesiv tevaru alma hashposa belave he. There's two shinuyim from Tosis, the way that Rashi says it and what Tosis brings Rashi. The first one I noticed, which is Rashi says hashposa belave he hashposa. He hashbosa, and Tosis just brings Rashi as hashbosa belevi, hashbosa belevi. The way I Tosis Rashi seems hashbosa belevi hashbosa. The other one, which Toivi Silver pointed out to me, is Rashi says hashbosa dilev he hashbosa. When Tosis brings Rashi, he says hashbosa belevi, hashbosa belev. Doesn't hashbosa dilev. L'chor hashbosa delev doesn't really, wouldn't be a sentence, but I'll explain how the two of them are connected, how it's perhaps very intentional that Tosis doesn't quote Rashi exactly in his Lashon. Tosis asks two kashas. V'kosha l'ri, d'hai hashbosa avori, says Tosis, I don't understand what you're talking about. I have a raya from Gemara that the hashbosa is referring to havori. You say, why is the hashbosa not havora? It says tashbisa tivaru. I'll prove you from the Gemara that Hashbosa is Havara. Because the Gemara says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Oimre, that it says Tashbisu, V'nimtza Havara Shi'av Melocha. Rabbi Kiva is trying to prove to us it doesn't mean that you're supposed to do this on Pesach, even says Yom Harishon. It means the day before Pesach, because you can't burn Chometz on Pesach. Now, time out. We're talking about Tashbisu, and Rashi's saying Tashbisu is not Tivaru, who's talking about burning. Vice the choices toisis hashbasa means tivaru. It means to destroy physically, not just something that you do in your heart. That's toisis' first question. Toisis' second question is v'oy de tashbisa mila kamen me'ach cholak shemishay shoyisu lemaila v'achrisu lemahani bittel. It says that it happens, tashbizu happens from 6th hour and onward, which is already the zman of iser. You can't do bittel after the zman of iser. So you can't tell me bittel is a kiyum of tashbisu if tashbisu only happens once it's ready. Oh, sorry, I can't do bittel anymore. That's clear in the Gemara. So klabi the first question of Tosfos. Perhaps we could suggest this follows. And this is very much in the Divrei Haran, is that Rashi Avada agrees that there is such a thing as real tashbisu or real tivah. Rashi didn't say there's no such thing. Rashi just says there's a second way of doing tashbisu. There's one tashbisu which the Torah is referring to, which is destroy your chametz physically. Machlokes if it's ein bir chametz ela sreifa or mefarazoy leruach, but is to physically get rid of it. But there's another way of doing tashbisu, and that way is hashbasa b'leiv. It's a second form of tashbisu, and maybe it's meduyik in Rashi, because Rashi says hashbasa b'leiv hi hashbasa. It is a hashbasa. Rashi doesn't say it's the only hashbasa. Rashi's not saying that that's what the Torah means when it says tashbisu. It also means that this is included in hashbasa. But Tosis doesn't quote Rashi that way. Tosis brings Rashi and saying hashbasa b'leiv hi. Hashbasa is believe. Sounds like Tosis understood in Rashi. That's it. The only thing to do is hashbasa, and hashbasa is believe. Hashbasa believe he. That's where it is. It exists in the lave. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said hashbasa delave he hashbasa. This is also a form of hashbasa. If you ask Rashi, are there other hashbasas? For sure, there are other hashbasas, and they're included in the pasuk. But it also includes hashbasa believe. Tosis understood in Rashi. For some reason, or somehow, and that's why Tosfos is matik Rashi b'shinui nus b'shinui lashon. That Rashi learned that all there is one type of tashbisu, and that's belev hashpasa belev he. You know where hashpasa exists? Hashpasa is in the heart. That's not what Rashi said. That's what Tosfos thought. B'meil Tosfos says this kashya. If you'd ask Rashi, Rashi say hashpasa doesn't exist only in the heart. There's two types of hashpasa. There's one tashbisu, which is a person does tashbisu. Physically gets rid of the chametz, or he gets rid of the chametz in his heart. L'chura, that is going to be the machloikis, the answer of Tosis Kasha on Rashi. How does Tosis learn? We have to see. The second Kasha of Tosis, however, that we have to understand, how does Rashi answer? The second Kasha of Tosis was, you're telling me that tashbisu is bittul, even if it's only one of the bittuls. But tashbisu you only do afterwards. If you're only doing it afterwards, so you can't do tashbisu after Zman HaIsr. You can't do bittul after Zman HaIsr. You could maybe burn the chametz after Zman HaIsr, but you can't do bittul once it's Zman HaIsr. Bittul doesn't work anymore. So that we still have to answer for Rashi. How does that work? Says Tosis a different pshat. Ve'oimer ri dimidiraisa bebittul ba'al masagi mitam. Me'acher shebitloi have hefker v'yoytze merishusoy umoter v'yoytze merishusoy umoter. Says Tosis, what you're doing is you're being mafker your chametz. You're mafker your chametz. Now it's mutter. Mida aminon aval atoroya shel achir mishel gavoya. The Gemara says the iser bal yiro bal yimotze is lo yire lecha soor. It can't be yours. Once it's not yours, so now it's mutter for you to have someone else's chametz or no one's chametz. Let's say chametz doesn't belong to anyone. Can you have it in your rishus? Yes. Now it's mutter. It sounds like from Tosfos, what really you're doing is you're just avoiding having any chametz on Pesach. It's not the pshat that I got rid of the chametz. Was I mekayim tashbisu according to Tosfos? No. Tashbisu can only be mekayim one way, and that is to physically get rid of your chametz. Either burn it, or grind it up, or throw it into the sea. You have to physically. So what am I doing? I'm just making that I don't have chametz to get rid of. So comes Pesach, I don't have chametz. What's that? That's not mine. So at Kamas, I don't have chametz. I don't have a mitzvah of tashbisu. So I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's just mutter to have this chametz now because it's not my chametz. The Mela, according to Tosfos, you're not really being mekayim the mitzvah. You're not really being mekayim the mitzvah. You're just not being over on the love of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. L'chayra, Zoykum Tois. So according to Rashi, what we're being mechadish here is there's a second type of tashbisu. There's a physical tashbisu, and then there's a shvacher, a different type of tashbisu, which you also yoytze to the mitzvah with. According to Tosfos, there's one tashbisu, and that's get rid of your chometz. So what's bittul? Bittul is avoiding the problem because I'm making that the chometz is not mine. I have no chometz to do tashbisu on now. The chayra, according to Rashi, I could perhaps we could understand a little bit better the lashon of bittul be'alma. Bittul be'alma sagilo. What's bittul be'alma? Because says Rashi, listen, there's two different ways of doing tashbisu. There's one where you actually get rid of your chometz and it's gone, and then you kind of get rid of your chometz. It's a bittul ba'alma. It's not a full-fledged tashbisu. It's a shvachrat. You're yoytze your mitzvah. 100% yoytze your mitzvah. But fart, you did it with a bitul be'alma. It's not a full tashbisu. You can get rid of your chametz by burning it. You can get rid of your chametz by hashvasa b'leif. He hashvasa, it's also hashvasa. It's a bitul be'alma. According to Rashi, l'chor lashon a bitul be'alma is, according to Tosfos, l'chor the lashon of sagi law is a little bit more meduyik. Because according to Rashi, I would think, are you any less mekayim your mitzvah by doing bittel than doing beer? The Torah says there's two different ways to do it. You can do it with a big beer, you can do it with a little beer. A big ashbasa, a little ashbasa. You can physically get rid of it, you can get rid of it. In a chanami, it's a bittel ba'alma, but it's you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're 100% mekayim the mitzvah. What does it mean, sagila? It's enough. What does it mean, enough? Yaitzeh. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, be'etzem, you're not being mekayim your mitzvah tashvisu. You're not mekayim a mitzvah. The Torah says you have a mitzvah tashvisu. You can circumvent that situation by making it. You have no chometz. If you're mafkir chometz, I have no chometz. I'm not over on any avera. It's mutter. Are you mekayim the mitzvah? No, but that would be enough. It's enough to get around the problem. If I have no chometz, I don't have to buy chometz to make. Do you have it to mekayim tashvisu? I'm not mechuyev. It's sagilo. That would be enough. I've gotten around the problem according to Tosfos. So when it says perhaps lashon of bittel sagi law, that's going to be good enough for you. Ena chanami, you're not being mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, but you don't have to. L'chor is a kumtos. Akoponim, it would appear that according to Rashi, at least on the surface, bittel is a hashbosa, which means that I have to destroy the chometz in my head. And according to Tosfos, bittel is a hefker. I have to relinquish my ownership on the chametz. The nusach that we say when we're mafkir chametz, we say kol chamiro v'chamir v'ikir b'shusei levotel v'have hefker ke'afra da'ara. It could be that these two lashonis hefker ke'afra da'ara are the lashonis of Rashi and Tosfos. Perhaps the minhag in the center family is not to say hefker. It's to say ki hefker ke'afra da'ara, and then to say again the same kol chamira and say hefker ke'afra da'ara. Because first you want to be yoytze shitas Rashi, and then be yoytze shitas Tosfos. It's my father's minhag. Vaseist. In other words, we want to make that you're saying this is so nothing to me. It's mamish like hefker. I'm being mashbis the chometz hashvasa delev. And according to Rashi, mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. According to Tosfos, you're just being mafkerit. It's hefker. It's hefker. It belongs to nobody. Kafir dara. But you have to say Rashi first before Tosfos. Because if you're mafkerit first, then you can't be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. Because even Rashi holds if it's not yours, you're not lechayra. So first you have to say Rashi, which is do hashbasa delay, and Tosfos holds there's no such thing. So therefore you do a hefker according to Tosfos.
Which one?
But
both one have to be a chametz and the one have to be a chametz, or only the one have to be a chametz?
The one after the beer chametz.
The one after the beer chametz. Yeah. Anyways, you mekayim the mitzvah by beer.
What if what about chametz?
Well, because when you burn it, you mekayim.
Any chametz, but any chametz that you missed.
So anything that you missed, you mekayim the mitzvah.
Yeah, okay, that depends on what happens if. Yeah.
The mitzvah is you mekayim.
What?
Chametz
sheni yedua. Chametz
sheni yedua.
Yeah. After Pesach. Yeah. After Pesach, take it back. That Akiva's bringing up a very interesting nafkamina, perhaps. Perhaps let me get to that in a second. I'll start with where I'm starting from. These are Moir Dikashitas Rishonim. I'm sorry, I did not look it up. I could find it if it's important to you. I saw the Shitas Rishonim inside. It's very, very Mechudishtik, but I want to tell you Adhechan and Dvar Magiyim that holds, I think it's a Shitas Ralbag, that according to Rashi, after your Mavato, your Chametz, if you eat it, you're not over. Maram Chalav brings it down. It's not Maram Chalav.
There's Lixikov, there's Maram Chalav about this. That says this.
Maybe it is Maram Chalav. Maybe it is. I thought Shittas Kadmainen brings it. One of the Shittas Kadmainen. I forgot. I don't remember. I don't know where it is. Well, because the Pshat is, according to Rashi, this is not Chometz anymore. You're Mevatalit. It's not Chometz. According to the Tosfos, I was Mafkir. It's not mine. I can't eat someone else's Chometz. So it's Efkir. I still can't eat it. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, once I'm mevatel it, so what am I eating? I'm eating nothing. I'm not eating anything. It's not chometz. I did hashbasa on it already. It's not. No. Tell it. Oh,
okay. I think we should make sure the Reform Jews don't hear about it.
Yeah. So, Lemaisa, the Rishonim shry. They shry, they say, because once you come to eat it, so then you're being, the pshat is you're being choyzer on your mitzvah, you're being machshavet as yech, and it's yech oichel. So what would be if he eats it b'shoigeg? Daf m'vissen. So Akim wants to say the following thing, though. He wants to say that if you eat the chametz, so that's not the pshat that now you're being achshavet, you're being megala that your bittel was never a bittel. So Memela, Akiva wants to say that if I find chametz after Pesach, according to Rashi, now I can't even eat after Pesach because it'd be a gloy milsul mafreya that I really have chametz. I'm saying this is not chametz. This is not. I'm being mevatel hashbasa. It's gone. It's nothing. It's afra da'ara. The mafreya. I'm saying it's not afra da'ara. What? Batanura says that. You can, right. It's based on right. Now I need it. The chur that's going to be a machloikes between Rashi and Toisus. What? Because if it's Toisus that you're being mafkia, you're bailus, you can make a new kinyan afterwards. Avadi should be able to eat it. Why not? There's no reason I can't eat it according to Toisus.
How can a person say it's not mine?
It's not a bailus. It's not a bas. Okay, that's part of the shaila is the bittel klape, the gavra klape, the chefza. It's the chefza b'chlal, the bittel. Maybe it's all klape, the gavra. Okay, this Rabbi, so this is a very big limit of exactly how to understand. Rashi's saying, a gzeris akosov, ashbasa delave works. Rabbi Tesla? Okay.
What would happen if he eats it on Pesach? He wouldn't get an Easter carbs?
Again, there's one shittas rishonim that brings down. You eat it on Pesach, you don't get nisur karas. All the rishonim shry, and they all say it can't be. Either it's considered chizur from his bittel, it's considered achshavet. They all say like that. But in principle, we could hear this idea. So, says the Ran, and the Ran really he closes the gap between the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And the Ran says that even according to Rashi, this bittel is working midin hefker. Rashi seems to say hashbasa works midin hashbasa delev. So says the Ran, the pshat is as follows. The Ran says, avada, this is not a regular type of bittel. A regular type of hefker. You want to do hefker. You have to say a lashon of hefker. What's this lashon of ke'afra de'ara? What is that? What type of lashon is that? And also, usually a person has to spit say it out pe'peh. Over here, it says bitul belev. You can do it in his heart. Dvarim shebelev enam dvarim. That doesn't usually work when a person's doing a regular type of chalois. Can't do that. You can't do things in your heart. And another kasha there on S, which we'll leave for now, says they're on Elomai. The pshat is as follows. The Torah is machadish. That if you, in your head, you distance yourself from the chametz, then there will be created a matziv of hefker at the shas ha'iser. In other words, as follows. Really, the Gemara says shnei dvarim she'enem b'shus and shaladim v'asa kosev kilem b'shus. Really, how am I ever over on my chametz? If my chametz is not really mine, it's asur v'ana, so it's not a marishus. So when the moment of Isser comes, really the chametz leaves my rishus, how can I be over? The answer is asana kosev kilem b'shus. So the Torah kind of like forces it on you. Bar b'shus arabim and chametz shavar la pesach. The Torah forces it on you, makes it yours. I think it did rishus arabim. It's not mine, it's rishus arabim. Okay, maybe I did something wrong, but the bar is not mine. The Torah makes it yours. Chametz, it's not mine, it's asur b'ana. The Torah makes it yours. But if I distance myself from my chametz, says the Ran, all I have to do is in my head do that, then there's exeris akosiv, that the Torah doesn't put it back in your rishus. And it remains your, not yours. So the end result, according to the Ran, is also hefker in Rashi. It's just how you got there is different. According to Rashi, the way to get to hefker is through hashbasa delev, from exeris akosiv of tashbisu delachsiv tevaru, and that's how I end up with this matziv of hefker. Masha'enke, and according to Toisvis, it seems to me it's a straight up regular Maisa Hefker. Nafkamina says the base mayor is as follows. The Ran says, you can't do Hefker Belev, Dvarim Shabalev Enam Dvarim. Says the Beis Meir, according to Tosfos, you talk have to do a pepeh. You have to do a pepeh. Because of Maisa Efker. Maisa Efker has to be pepeh. The Gemara says, you could do it belay. The Gemara just means you don't have to do it b'fnei shloisha. You could just do it by yourself. But avada, it has to be pepeh, according to Tosfos. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, it's not a Maisa Efker. The result that you got is you got the Hefker. But it's not. But you're not doing an act of Hefker. So according to Rashi, the way the Ran learns, the result that we got, the chalois, the way that we're dealing with the chametz is the same. Both of them are going to end up being hefker. Rashi and Tosfos. Just according to Rashi, the Torah is creating a new way to get to hefker. And according to Tosfos, this is regular, normal, maisa hefker, and therefore you're not oivron bali or bali matze.
According to Rashi, the Torah is doing the maisa, you're just thinking about it and you
correct. It's going out of your rishus. The Torah usually would put it back into your rishus, but because over here I'm telling the Torah I don't want it. It doesn't go back into your rishus. Ask the Shari Yosher, Shab Shimon. He says, "Oh, so do the same thing with bar. What do you do? You have a bar. Tell the Torah I don't want the bar. I'm not interested in the bar. And then you putter from the bar. What is this? Because I don't want it. The Torah doesn't give it back to me. If it's something that would be for my benefit." I understand. I could say I'm not interested, but over here, asa kusakim shusa, because we're trying to be mechayiv you on Bayu Rabbi Motze, coming to be mechayiv you on the bar. So how could a person just like say I'm not interested? No thanks.
Look, there's a big chiluk because by the chametz, I'm allowed to see other people's chametz in my house. The board that's not shayach.
Okay, but lamaisa, the Torah is putting in your shus lechayiv you. So how do I have? How can I stop that?
I'm making somebody else's now.
How can I do that? The Torah wants to make it yours. It's anyway not yours. The Torah is saying, we're making you responsible for this. So how can I say I'm not interested in being responsible?
The Torah wants to be... I'm allowed to have other people's chametz in my house.
In a chanami, but over here, the Torah said, we want you responsible on this chametz. So the Torah is making you responsible. How did I shirk that responsibility? How did I get that responsibility?
It's not mine anymore.
Who gave you? It was never yours, and the Torah made it yours. So who gave you the right to make it not yours? The Torah is saying, this is not yours, I know, but you're responsible. I don't want to be. Too bad you don't want
to
be.
That's when the whole
bittul
allows me to do
that. He's asking a question. How can a person get rid of his responsibility? Who gave him the right to do that? So the answer is, this is what, like, just to bring it out, Rabbi Bulman said, Torah says, Tashbisu, Enochanami, you're right, you couldn't just do that on your own, we can't make that up, but the Torah gave you a special Gzeres HaKosiv, that over here, there is an exit option, which is, if I don't want it, so then the Torah never put it into Marashus, without the Gzeres HaKosiv, you can't, by bar, there's no Gzeres HaKosiv, you can't do that, but over here, the special Gzeres HaKosiv.
The bar is different also, because you did a Maiset dub the bar, so clearly you didn't want it.
What'd you say?
Or it's different. You did a mice that showed that you didn't want it when you dug it. You did a mice to show that you didn't want it. So now, I put it in the door, but you have to do another mice to go remove the first piece.
I hear. Ah. Rabbi, listen to this Mordik and Afkamina. The Oinig Yotir says the following thing. Let's say a Yid is Makabal Achrayis on a Goy's Chometz. Chometz Shal Acherim. It's Makabal Achrayis. The Aloha is that you're Chayef. Chometz that's not yours, if you're Makabal Achrayis, you're Chayef. Can he be Mafkir the Chometz? Can he be Mevatel the Chometz? Can he be mevatel the chametz? Will bittul work? You have chametz shel acherim that's here. Will bittul work on such chametz? You have achrayis on the chametz. Will bittul? He beetsim is going to be ever by your by yomatze. Will bittul work on this chametz? This is the shaila. The achrayim speak about the shaila. We're just gonna focus on what the Oinig Yom Tov says for the moment. The Oinig Yom Tov says it's going to be machloikes Rashi mitoisves. Because according to Tosfos, that hefker, bittul is a hefker. You can only be mafker something that you own. You can't be mafker something that you don't own. I can't be mafker something that belongs to someone else. I have responsibility on it. So I'm stuck with that responsibility. So now I'm going to be over on the chometz. I want to be mafker. You can't be mafker it. There's not an option. You can only relinquish bailus on something that you're a bailum on. Yeah. What do you say? What do you mean? No, you're saying that you want to be mafkir for him. So hefker for him is also very complicated. If it works in shlichus, and anyway, if it's a guy, then he's not over. But be mafkir for yourself. This is the only yomtiv. But according to the pshat, was saying from the Ran and Rashi, the pshat is, I'm just saying that I don't want to have any shaychus with it. I want to relinquish whatever connection I have with it. The Torah's not going to put in your rishus. The whole word is the Torah is putting in your rishus. I'm telling the Torah, don't put it in my rishus. Torah doesn't put in your rishus. Then you're not going to be over. That's enough to be able to be mevatel. This is the Kem Zayin Amachloikis. Lefizeh, also we can understand a little better Shitas HaRambam. What does the Rambam hold? The Bavus to Shitas HaRambam, that you can't be mevatel chometz yadua. Only chometz she'eina yadua. Chometz you know about, you have to burn. Chometz you don't know about, you could be mevatel. So, first of all, I mean, this kashas from Gemara's, but what's the pshat in this? According to Tosis, the Chorid has no pshat. You could be mafkir your chometz. It's not yours. Why chometz yadua, she'eina yadua, samach techilik? According to Rashi, the Torah gave you two different oifanim of being mekayim tashbisu. Tashbisu is one hashpasa is belayv. The other hashpasa is hashpasa bekoyach. So the Rambam learned that the Torah gave you two different options for two different types of chometz. There's a chometz you know about, get rid of. A chometz you don't know about, so do hashpasa delayv. That's the other type of hashpasa. And they're given for different situations. And memela, says the Rambam, you can only do a bittul when you don't know about your chometz. You don't have access to the chometz. That's why the Torah gave you this bittul ba'alma, this other form of bittul, to do it for those circumstances. What? I'm still not sure if Sagile is good. Because the Ma'isim Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mekayim the Mitzvah totally. Sagile sounds like it's like a B'dieved Kiyum. Bittul ba'alma yoitze. Bittul ba'alma.
You can't get to it.
And a chanami, but it's yoitze, but it's your 100% yoitze. I think, I hear, I'm not, I hear.
What about if somebody steals the
chametz
also?
Would
he be chayav if it's like real?
Anyway, not in your rishus. So it's not in your rishus? You mean I steal someone else's chametz?
Yeah.
If I steal someone else's chametz, can I be mavatel, you mean?
Are you chayav for stealing it?
There's a whole sugya about that, of how to deal with that. It's an interesting shayla. Your Rabbi, I'd like to get to our sugya. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? The shayla is, what's the point of entry? I'd like to start with the following thing. Rashi and Tosfos are both getting to Hefker. Rashi's being creative with how we get to Hefker. Tosfos is like simple. Just be mafkir it and be done with it. Rashi, in a chanami, maybe Rashi's more meduyik in the Gemara, the Lashon of Bittul and other things. But why do you have to come onto this big lumdis? This gross lumdis of Bittul, Hashbasa, Nagzeris, Akosiv, all thing. Just do a regular Maisa Hefker. And that's it. I'd like to suggest, and Dach Sachmir, the Ketreis Achoshin, says basically the same thing. A little bit with a different angle, but it's the same basic idea, as follows. Mefaran and Shas, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand when a person, let's see how do we start. We'll start over here. We'll start here, my friends. We'll start with Daftes, Ksubis Daftes. There's a sugi of Shav Yanaf Shachaticha di Yisur. How does Tosfos understand the sugi of Shav Yanaf Shachaticha di Yisur? It's simple. It's a person has Nemonis. He has a beer, just like to aid him, and he could, he's never la asur la. And we believe him. In Rashi, it's meduyik, that Rashi learns not like that. The exact nusuch of how to learn in Rashi. But the Achronim say that Shavin Ashish midin neder, the Lashon of Rashi, lesser as amutar al piv, we said is mamish, the identical Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. That a person, it doesn't have nem on us, he's not believed. Nor of us, a person has the ability to create a certain metzias in his benageya to his dinim. And we came to be mazvir this shitas Rashi, based on a Rambam. The Rambam brings hilchas hefker in hilchas haflo. The Rambam says hefker afapi she'eno neder ayu kumoy neder v'asol achzor bay. The Rambam says that hefker is not a. It's not a regular kinyan. Hefker is kemoy neder. What does the Rambam mean? Hefkeris kimoy neder. Says the Torah Zroi that avada. If I want to change bailus for real, I have to do a kinyan, hagba, meshicha, and something, some sort of kinyan. A ma'isa kinyan. A chalois has to be affected by a kinyan. So what's hefker? I'm not doing a kinyan. I'm just saying it's not mine. What is that? Says the Torah Zroi. It's a din like neder, which neder shavs dinim in your chefetz. It's still yours. You can't change your bailus. But what you can do is you can affect the dinim of your bailus. But if you ask the Rambam, after a mafkir something, who does it belong to? The answer is it belongs to you. Even though you mafkir it, it's still yours. You lost all dinim of your chefetz. All rights in your chefetz. I can't stop someone else from taking it. I can't now be machna to someone else. Or that maybe itself is considered to be akna, whatever, but akoponim, I lost the din in the chefetz, but the chefetz still belongs to me. If that's true, if Rashi holds also that way, that we have this idea and we see it in Kama Makoimus, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the same vein, then perhaps we could say the following thing. Rashi holds, you can't be mafgir your chametz. You can't be mafki your chometz. Because you mafki your chometz, it's still yours. After you mafki your chometz, it still belongs to you. Elomai, I relinquished all my dinim and my chefetz. But the isser of Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotze, says the Ktsois, Pshat and Rashi, still going to be over. Even though you mafki the chometz, you're still going to be over. Tasei stasei. There's two different types of hefker. One hefker, which is it belongs to nobody. For example, there are stones that are somewhere in the desert that no one was ever kinda, and they still belong to nobody. They have no owner. There's another hefker, which if I'm mafkir my chefetz, so it still belongs to me, but I relinquished my din in the chefetz. Says the Ktsois, the way we're understanding in Rashi is, when I'm mafkir it, so then enoch hanami, I still own it, I'm gonna have a bayu abayu matze. So Rashi says, I can't be mafkir, it's not gonna work. So what do? I have to rely on the Torah taking it away from me. And then that's a complete hefker. It's taka not mine. It's totally not mine. And then it's ein shaloi. If Rashi understands that the yesoid of hefker is similar to what we saw in the Rambam, and similar to the Rashi's understanding in Shavya Nafshe, which is, I'm shaving a din in the chefetz mikoyach my dibor, so then, I didn't change the reality. I didn't change the mitzias that the chevet still belongs to me. And perhaps this will be the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It could be. There are a few different smachs that I have for this shita in Rashi. One of them is as follows. The Gemara says, that someone can pick up matnas aniyim for an ani, even though he's not an ani, because migu the iboy mafkir nichse. Because if he wants, he could be mafkir as nechassim, and once he's mafkir nechassim, he becomes an ani. And now he can pick up for himself migu tzachle nafshi zachanayim lechavrei. Can pick up for someone else. So an ashir can pick up for an ani. However, Rashi explains that that's only if it's someone else's field. But in my own field, I can't do it. Why not? Says Rashi, because a person is not allowed to take lekat shechen peah from his own field, even if he's an ani. Can't take lekat shechen peah from his own field. So you don't have a migud zachal inafshe in this field. Ask the achroinim, I don't get it. The rishonim, the ritzvah and others. You're mafkir your field. It's not your field anymore. So, what's the problem? Migu di boy, he could be mafkir his field, and then he's an ani. So then, you have the migu that I, so I could be zoiche in this, because if I'm mafkir the field, I could be zoiche. But Rashi says, no. If it's your field, you can't be zoiche. Why not? Why don't you have a migu to zoiche in the nafshe? If you what we're saying, the Pshan Rashi is as follows. Even if you're mafkir your field, it's still your field. So we don't have a migud the iboy that he could be zochen nafshe. Iboy mafkin nichse, he still can't be zochen. He still can't be zochen it because it still is a din of his field. Rashi l'shitasa that holds that even after hefker it still belongs to you. Rashi shita is that when you're a person's mafkir something, it's considered to be das acheres machne. A peladik Rashi, a mafkir something, it's das acheres machne. What's das acheres machne? A mafkir, it's not mine anymore. Because Rashi holds your mafkir, it is yours. It's still yours after your mafkirit. So when you're mafkirit, you're allowing someone else to take it. Says Rashi, it's called das acheres machne. Tosfos argues on Rashi and says, why is it das acheres machne? Because when you're mafkirit, it's not yours anymore. Tosfos l'shitase. What? Because an ani is lemaisa right now. You've lost all. You know, it's someone who is theoretically has money. If he doesn't have money, he doesn't have money. Okay, it could be. It could depend on the sugya and Dort and Baba Kama. You know what I'm talking about? The sugya of sold his fields, Tishrei, Nisan, ani loy seisha. You know what I'm referring to? By Meitav. Do more chazar. Kitzer, Lemaisa doesn't have access to the money, so he's saying that he has no money. Right now, he has no money. He can't feed himself. It's theoretical money. Kenzai, the horror is good.
He can't sell it.
What?
He can't sell it.
Once he's mafkirit, so now he's an ani. So what Toiv is asking.
He's saying he still owns it.
Right, I understand that.
But he can't sell it.
He can't do anything with it.
He can't sell it, so he doesn't have money.
Yeah, he doesn't have it. We started off, we spoke about the Lashon of the Gemara says, Bittel Be'alma Sagi. What does it mean, Bittel Be'alma? Rashi says, Hashbasa Delev, he Hashbasa. Tosfos brings Rashi Benusach Acher, Hashbasa Belev, he. Tosfos asks Kashas on Rashi and says that Lechoyra, I see Hashbasa is Havara and Achanami. Rashi learned that there's two different types of Hashbasa. Tosfos didn't learn that way. Tosfos says, Bittel is Hefker, and the Bittel Be'hefker, it's just your mutter because you're not over, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Tashbisu, but you're not over by your Rabbi Yamatze. We said perhaps, according to Rashi, should be a chiddush that maybe it's already like it's chal mechefetz, even though it exists, or maybe you're going to be oikel mafreya. Maybe even afterwards, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't eat it according to Rashi because it's going to be oikel mafreya your bittel, as opposed to according to Tosfos, bittel is just hefker. So therefore, it's not relevant about eating it before or eating it afterwards. This different lashon. We spoke about the different lashonis that we have, saying hefker ta'afr da'ara, ki hefker ta'afr da'ara, which is lashon of Rashi, lashon of Tosfos. We said an afkamina is whether you need to do it bepeh, or you can actually do it belev. According to Rashi, that the bittel can be belev, Tosfos has to actually be bepeh. We asked the kasha of the Shara Yosha that when it comes to bar, we don't see that you could like take it out of your shus. Why is it the Ran says it over here? The Ran says that all of them agree that it's all ends up being hefker. It's just the way you get to the hefker. Why can't you do that by bar? We explain because by over here, especially. There's a custom that you could stop it from coming into your shus. We mentioned another nafkamina is whether or not it helps bittel on chometz that you're makabel achrayis that's in your shus, whether you could be mavato that or not. And we spoke about the shittas Rambam of bittel of chometz yidua, chometz she'ein yidua. All that is going according to shittas Rashi. We said perhaps the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is how to understand how hefker works. Rashi holds that hefker is just a din in the chefetz, but the etz in the chefetz is still yours. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, hefker is what it actually becomes, not yours. So even according to Rashi, if you want to make that you're not over by your own, so you have to use the Torah's hefker, when the Torah's mafkiyat from you, Torah makes it totally not yours, and then even Rashi agrees that you're not going to be over anymore by your own.